Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to present here our latest experience on statistical methods for the development of skillful probabilistic wind power forecasts. Those results have been obtained by our PhD students, Konstantin Jung and Stefan Speth, who are going to defend their thesis, their PhD thesis, very shortly. I shall go to presenting mode. Sorry. I expect that you all know the value of that the value of forecasts is increased considerably, or can be increased considerably, by estimates of their uncertainty. However, these uncertainties must be confident, not overconfident, not underconfident. So they shall be skillful and reliable. And that's what the talk is about, how to make them reliable. Furthermore, on this graph here, I want to give you the outline of my talk. It shows the overview how to generate and post-processed probabilistic forecasts in general. There are two methods or two approaches. One is an uncertainty generating approach. There I will show you results on the analog ensemble forecasting, and there's to calibrate ensembles from numerical weather prediction, which is the uncertainty post-processing approach. That means calibration. There I also want to present several calibration approaches, but also the combination of ensemble systems. Furthermore, I want to address the question or the problem, what is the proper sequence in calibration, if it's rather preferred to calibrate first the wind speeds, that would be that approach, or to calibrate the power at the end after the power transformation. I will give results on that with respect to regional wind power forecasting. The analog ensemble method has been addressed in several talks here during the conference, and the work goes back to Luca Del Monaco. And I briefly want to sketch the methodology here, provided you have a current forecast and you have a sequence or some past forecasts of the same lead time, you try to find, or you shall find, analogs. And then when you have found these analogs, you go to their corresponding verifying measurements. That is then this step. And when you evaluate those in a probabilistic sense, you come to the analog ensemble forecast. So the challenges here are to select the best analogs, obviously, and this selection is based on a distance matrix with various predictors, like for wind power forecasting, wind speed, wind direction, temperature. The metric is basically built on the squared difference of the current forecast of a predictor minus the past forecast of this predictor squared. This sum is normalized with the standard deviation of this predictor and then given a specific weight, Wi. And that is what we found, that it's really crucial to find first the best predictors and giving them the optimized weight. And I will show you on an example here that it's really crucial to make this weighting of the predictors site dependent. When calibrating forecasts from ensemble prediction systems, therefore I want you to introduce introduce the concepts that are used at ESMWF and EWD. At ESMWF, the initial state is sampled with 50 members to have perturbed forecast runs. And it's noticeable to say here that these members are indistinguishable. This is a bit different to the ensemble forecasts that are done with the COSMO-DE EPS model from the German Weather Service. They are based on four global models that are listed here. And those four global models are run with 5 different physical schemes to obtain an ensemble of 20 members. However, these members of the ensemble are distinguishable, and this is what I will speak later about, a kind of problem when it comes to wind power forecast, because the members can be grouped like this, what is color-coded here in this graph, depending on the originating global model. The benefit of ensemble calibration is very clear when you when the forecasts are highly under-dispersive. The telegram rank diagram looks like that, and it should be flat like here. That means that the spread of the ensemble is sufficient to capture the observations with their proper quantile. The ensemble calibration methods that I'm going to show here are once univariate, that is the EMOS method from Gneiting 2005, and bivariate, that is the adaptive recursive wind vector calibration called AUV, developed and published by Pierre Prinsen in 2012. These are the wind parks or their locations. There are 2 offshore locations, Horns Rev and Baltic 1 in the North Sea and in the Baltic Sea, and 2 wind parks in Italy in rather complex terrain, Abruzzo and Sicily. We have done verifications on their forecasts for a year at each site, and we use here the ensemble prediction system of ECMWF with 51 member ensemble, roughly 30 kilometer spacing or horizontal resolution, and there the wind ensemble forecast is first calibrated with the AUV method and with EMOS method, and afterwards transformed into a power with the corresponding power curves of these wind parks. The integrated forecast system, IFS, is used for as an deterministic forecast for the analog ensembles and has a resolution of 16 kilometers. And here the weights and the predictors are optimized. The difference in results for the predictor selection is shown here for the 4 test sites, so Baltic 1, Horns Rev, Sicily, Abruzzo, and WS means here the wind speed in different heights ranging from 10 meters to 300 meters, and the size here of the bullet is how much weight is given to these predictors. And you can clearly see that for the offshore states, wind speeds and hub height are the most important predictors, whereas in Sicily, where the terrain, Sicily and Abruzzo, where the terrain is very, very complex, there's very little weight given to the hub height wind speed, but rather to the wind speeds and wind direction in 300 meter height. And only when you use those optimized predictors, you will get, well, obviously the best results, and also results that outperform the ECMWF EPS, which is shown here. For the offshore cases, Baltic 1 and Horns Rev, this is improvement in the COPS displayed over the lead time. In red is the analog ensemble. You can see that for offshore at day 1, the performance is similar between all the 3 systems or probabilistic forecasts. Afterwards, day 2, day 3, the calibrated ECMWF forecast is outperforming the analog ensemble. This is completely different, the picture, when it comes to the complex terrain. In particular here at Abruzzo, you have really, really high improvement for in the CRPS when you use the analog ensemble for all lead times, although the calibration of ECMWF raw forecasts also helps a lot to improve the probabilistic forecasts here. With this slide, I want to show you that it is not clear from the beginning which calibration method of an ensemble system is suited best for which ensemble system. Here, these results, again, are the improvement in CRPS for an offshore wind park, once with COSMO-D EPS and ECMWF EPS. displayed against the raw uncalibrated ensemble of the German Weather Service. And in blue is the ECMWF calibrated forecast. You see that there are better results when you apply the AUV calibration over EMOS. And interesting here is that for the ensemble system of German Weather Service, it's vice versa. Here, the EMOS provides better calibrated forecast when you use the AUV method. AUV is then the gray line here. This is basically the same on this, or the same result as on this picture, again for the same wind park, showing teleground rank diagrams. This is on the left for the raw ensemble, then for the AUV calibrated ensemble, you see this forecast is highly over dispersive, so the spread is far too large, and the rank histogram is flat when you use the EMOS calibration. So what we found is that the strong correlation between the forecast members I mentioned on the one of the first slides when introducing the COSMO DE EPS, this can be better handled with EMOS, where equidistant quantiles are drawn from the forecast distribution. And in the AUV calibration methods, the trajectory and their correlation is basically kept, and which leads to problems and too large spread when it comes here for to the AUV calibration. This is a result here when you combine ensemble forecast systems that are calibrated already. So the forecast systems are used are from ECMWF, from German Weather Service, COSMO DE EPS, and the COSMO Labs. And this result here again is the improvement in CPRS for offshore wind speed. And the combination approach is that you combine, after you calibrated each forecast system individually, you calibrate you pool all the 87 members. In total, you pool together and then make your forecast verification. And it clearly shows that when you add or pool together all the three forecast systems, you come up with the red line here, which is, I must admit, very, very close to the blue, which is ECMWF plus the COSMO DE EPS, but still the combination of all the systems leads to the best result, and the gray line, which is here on the bottom, has the poorest performance, which is the combination of the COSMO DE EPS and COSMO Labs. So if you have, then take a multi-member ensemble. Now I want to come to regional wind power forecasting and to the question, what is better to calibrate, whether to calibrate wind speed or to calibrate the aggregated wind power. I will concentrate on the Eastern German transmission zone, which is here on the right. Here at each grid point where wind power is installed, and you can see it's almost at any wind power, grid point here of the COSMO DE EPS model, there the wind speed at hub height is used, and a regional power curve that's shown here is applied. So the question is, shall we calibrate at this stage the wind speeds against analysis of the COSMO DE EPS, because otherwise we do not have observations available, unfortunately, or is it beneficial to calibrate the aggregated regional wind power as a last step, or even shall we do both? So the result is here. This is the absolute CRPS in megawatt for this control zone, ranging from 0 to 400. And in black is the uncalibrated ensemble of the COSMO DE EPS. In violet or in pink, the EMOS calibrated forecast when wind speeds are calibrated, and the lowest CRPS is gained when you either do both calibration of wind and then power, or if you only calibrate the aggregated wind power at the end, which is here the orange line. And you can see that there's no additional value to calibrate wind speeds, so you easily can omit this very computational expensive step in your analysis. This is basically the same result for the same test case. The raw or the telegrammed or
sorry,
raw
you have 1 minute.
Yeah. It is rather flat when you calibrate the power or you calibrate wind and power. Although there's still this little deficit here in this telegram rank histogram, that is that the last rank is a bit overpopulated. But we found that this can be circumvented or improved when we do a root transformation of power. Because then the forecast or the distribution of wind power gets more Gaussian, which is one of the prerequisites of the EMAS method. And you see that afterwards the Telegrand histogram is very flat. And we are very confident with that result here. So the root transformation is a very simple method to improve that. If you're interested in the recent publications, you can contact me or, of course, the authors to read more details on their methods. Let me summarize. The best calibration method depends on the ensemble system. So you, in principle, you should do a couple of tests to find it out what works best, which ensemble system. The analog ensemble outperforms meteorological ensembles at complex sites and at short lead times, provided that the best predictor selection have been made and you gave the best weighting to the corresponding predictors. And we found that the combination of ensemble system, or concerning the combination of ensemble systems, there the calibrated multi-member ensemble outperforms the best calibrated ensemble system. And concerning regional wind power, the calibration of wind speed is not required, so you can be happy when you just calibrate the aggregated regional wind power. Yeah, I want to thank my co-authors again and you for your attention. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, look.
Yuder, interesting presentation. I would like to make a comment. I think another aspect that maybe should be underlined is the fact that the annual ensemble in this experiment use 1/4 of the computational resources that are used by the calibration methods, which is it's an important, I guess, aspect needs to be considered when doing these comparisons.
Yeah, that's obviously true, and I know this debate between also Konstantin and me, our PhD student, and on the other hand, I always say, with the ensemble, with a global ensemble, you have already information at every grid point on the Earth. I think it's excellent to use both, and to spend resources in both. I mean, and that's actually what also the weather services are doing. They're looking in there to improve their deterministic forecast, but also the ensemble forecast plus the post-processing of forecasts. And their the analog ensemble is really doing a great, great job. So absolutely fair.
So Ludo, you mentioned the importance of the selection of the predictors
to
apply the analog ensemble. And when you are applying calibration for the physical ensemble, you are just using the wind forecast as predictor. Could it be interesting to add more predictors in the calibration of the ensemble, of the physical ensemble forecast?
I think Konstantin, he tried geopotential height at some wind farms in Italy. There's little weight given to geopotential height and even to temperature there. He tried boundary layer height, which had no impact or was not selected to be a good predictor. But I also think that it is worth to try even more predictors, even some that we are not thinking of at the moment.
Oh, thank you. Thank you again for your good work.